Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm merry.
Merry.
I'm merry and bright.
Aww.
I love the holidays.
Yeah,
I really do. I really do. I get a lot of joy off of giving people gifts.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that's also because selfishly, I really love shopping.
I get that.
I love, like, because I shop like all year long, I love like finding something randomly and being like, oh my God, that would be perfect for so-and-so.
Blank loves this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so fun to like find something and do that. Yeah.
Yeah. I have like an Amazon, like a gifts list that I just put things in there.
Oh, that's smart.
I think people will like.
That's super smart.
It's pretty fun. It's fun to like see something and be like, oh, my friend would love this.
Mm-hmm. I like giving books to my coworker because she and I have like really similar taste in books. So yeah, I usually give her a book for the holidays.
I love that.
And she gave me a book this year that turned out being like one of my favorite books I read this year.
Really?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
It was called, and I don't think I'm spoiling it because I don't think I put it on our list for our New Year's episode. So it's called The Marsh King's Daughter. It's so good.
Is it?
And I still have, she gave it to me. So like you can borrow it if you want.
Okay.
If this is something you're interested in. So the premise of the book is that this man kidnaps a young woman. Like real young, goes out into the marshes, finds like a hut or like a cabin or something, and basically like kidnaps her for a really long, like years, like 15 years, has a daughter with her, but like she's like a prisoner. And he obviously like rapes her and stuff and like all this horrible stuff. But the book is about the daughter. And whenever she's like, I don't know, a preteen. I can't remember the exact age. She escapes somehow. And then, like, rescues her mom. And then her dad goes to jail. But then, so that's, like, the backstory. So the book is about the daughter as an adult. She has a husband, two daughters. She has, like, a normal life. And her dad escapes jail.
Oh no.
And then she like is hunting him to
kill
him.
Oh my god.
It's so good.
That's awesome.
Yeah. It's so interesting because like the parts, because there's like a lot of flashbacks in the book of like her growing up. And it's so interesting because she like loves her dad because she doesn't know any better, right? Like that's her dad and her mom in that way of life is literally all she knows.
Yeah.
Because she doesn't have social media or the internet or other people. She doesn't know anything, right? And so it's hard for her to like look back on her memories and like have it tinged with this like, oh, but you know, he kidnapped your mother and like he's evil, but like he loved you, like he was your dad. Oh, it's so interesting.
That's wild.
Oh, it's such a good book. Anyway, I like giving books. Books are fun and I like receiving books. I think it's so interesting to like whenever you find like a really good book.
Because
it doesn't happen. I didn't read very many good books this year.
I feel like bummer. Whenever I've read a book that I really like, I'm like, hey, I read this book, and you're like, oh yeah, that one. So I think you've read everything.
Maybe. After I've had a kid, my like reading has plummeted. So I'm a part of two book clubs, and my book club that met last month, they were like, oh, so we have like a month between book clubs, and they're like, okay, let's pick out our next book. And so I usually can get it done with Audible now, right? This book isn't on Audible.
Oh no.
It was only on the Kindle. I was like, I don't know if I'm gonna be able to finish this. Book club is exactly a week from yesterday, so less than a week, and I'm only at like 60% because the only time I really have time to read is right before bed, and I'm so exhausted.
Yeah.
And I read, like, I try to read at least a chapter, but I'm, like, struggling. I'm, like, that last, like, page or two pages in the chapter, I'm, like, rereading the same paragraph because I'm, like,
yeah,
can't keep my eyes open.
Oh, that's the worst.
Yep. That's my life.
Aw.
It's okay.
I'll read it to you.
I mean, I'd rather spend time with my daughter, you know, but, like, it sucks because I'm like, I wanted to read this many books and I wanted to work out and I wanted to, there's all this stuff I want to do.
Yeah.
But then it's like, what's more important?
Baby time.
Baby time. She's only a baby once. Yeah. You know, I can read for the rest of my life.
Yeah. You can read when she goes to college.
Oh my God. Don't say that. So sad. I don't want to think about it. She's going to be a baby forever.
She's so sweet.
All right. So, did I introduce this yet?
I don't think so. Hard to remember.
Happy Fearsome Fridays, everybody. We are on Holy Gossip Girls. I'm KC.
I'm Faye.
What are you drinking?
Oh, man. I'm not drinking anything.
I'm drinking.
What are you drinking?
Water.
Ooh, healthy.
Yeah. What does your sweater say?
This is Midnight Rose Hotel and Casino.
Is that in Cripple Creek?
Yeah. I got it a long time ago, and it's just so comfortable.
It looks cozy.
I can't not wear it. It has, like, bleach stains on it.
I like the color, though.
Yeah.
So it's, like, this, like, reddish, maroonish.
Rusty red.
But it's, like, baseball sleeve coloring. So, like, the main part, the torso, is, like, lighter than the sleeve. I love that. I love baseball sleeves.
Thank you. This is my garbage shirt, but it's so comfortable.
It looks so comfortable. Isn't that funny that, like, your shittiest clothing is, like, the most comfortable? Yeah. You wear it the most.
I don't usually leave the house in this, but I was so comfortable. I couldn't take it off.
That's okay. I'm wearing, this is my crafting shirt. It has bleach stains all over it.
Twinsies.
Yep. Because I was tie-dyeing some shirts with bleach once with my niece and my dad, and I wore this shirt, and it splashed on this shirt. It happens.
It looks good. Looks like a starry night.
Anytime I am doing a painting craft, I wear this shirt, just in case.
It's your memories shirt.
It's my, let's get fucked up. All right, well, what do you have for us this week?
I'm going to tell you about Frau Perchta.
Oh. Who dat?
Frau Perchta was also known as Berchta or Bertha.
And has
been called Spinstubenfrau. Or Spinning Room Lady.
Oh, okay. I thought it was like a spinster reference. And I was like, that is rude as hell.
You don't know her life.
She is chosen to be childless, okay?
She is often depicted with a beaked nose made of iron, dressed in rags, perhaps carrying a cane, and generally resembles an old woman.
Interesting.
I have some, this is my favorite picture of her.
Okay.
I'll send it to you and you can post it.
Wow, what is she holding? Is that a cat?
Oh, you'll find out.
Oh my God. Her hair, though,
yeah,
magnificent.
There's some better pictures of her. That one's just my favorite.
You know what her hair reminds me of?
What?
The Cynthia doll.
Oh my God, Cynthia.
Oh, what are those creepy, are you gonna talk about those creepy, those little are her things? Little,
yeah, those are her little friends. Anyway, sorry.
God, they're horrifying.
They really are. According to old Austro-German legend, Perchta is a malevolent pagan goddess who stalks the snowy landscape by night during the 12 days of Christmas, which we talked about in your story.
Which we'll have to talk about some more maybe next year.
Yeah. Perchta's aim is simple and chilling, to ensure local customs are upheld under the pain of death. In bygone times, this meant no weaving during the holidays unless you dared to incur Perchta's wrath.
Weaving like blankets?
Yeah, or like,
why?
Clothing or whatever. I guess, I don't know.
That's such an odd thing to refrain from.
Yeah.
Like, maybe if it was one of like the 12 sins, like don't be a gluttonous, adulterous bastard.
Yeah.
And go kill people, but like, don't weave.
She didn't, which is, it's weird to me because she didn't like lazy people. So like if you didn't finish weaving, she'd be mad at you. But also if you were weaving during the holidays,
she wanted you to get your shit done.
Yeah.
Okay.
She wanted you be done by my day.
I understand.
Or you're out of here.
She's got deadlines.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I will get into some of her folklore. Do you want to take a quick break here?
Yeah, let's take a break and we'll be right back.
Goodbye.
Bye. And we're back.
Hello. So, in the folklore of Bavaria and Austria,
oh my gosh,
Perchta was said to roam the countryside at midwinter.
Look at that. Oh, it's a baby.
Hi.
Hi, Charlotte.
Do you want to hear spooky stories?
Oh my goodness. Hi, honey. Aww. She said, my name's Charlotte. I like to roll over and blow bubbles.
Aw, do you want a guest star?
My baby, can I give you a hug? Oh, honey. You want to say something? Yeah. It's her first podcast episode. Yeah, you hit that microphone.
She's so cute.
I know. Look at her hair. She's almost bald.
Aww. Oh,
she's getting grumpy. Oh, okay.
Aww. She said she doesn't want to be on the podcast. Bye, Charlotte.
Aww. See you in a bit.
So precious.
Okay, I did not hear what you said.
Okay.
I saw a baby and I got real distracted.
Aww.
Okay.
In the folklore of Bavaria and Austria, Perchta was said to roam the countryside at midwinter and to enter homes during the 12 days between Christmas and Epiphany.
Mm-hmm.
Especially on the 12th night.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So I wonder what it is like so special about those 12 days. Because they're a part of a lot of the like holiday folklore that we've covered.
And we even have a song about it.
It's so weird. We'll have to definitely research it next year.
Yeah.
Huh.
Next year.
That sounds like a problem for next year.
She would know whether the children and young servants of the household had behaved well and worked hard all year. Mm. If they had, they might find a small silver coin the next day in a shoe or a pail. I don't know why a shoe or a pail, but...
I mean, makes more sense than a colander.
Yeah, that's true. So if you're good, you get a coin, maybe. Uh-huh.
Okay.
But if you're not good...
Uh-oh.
She would slit their bellies open... Remove their stomach and guts and stuff the hole with straw and pebbles.
What? That escalated so quickly. How do you go from a coin?
And you'll maybe get a coin. So that is what she's holding in that picture.
Oh my god. And then you just don't know if you were productive and good enough until you are stuffed.
She shows up and you're like, what do you got for me?
Please be a coin.
So she stuffs the hole with straw and pebbles. I don't know why.
Oh, it's like a Beanie Baby.
Yeah.
Ew. She's gross. She made the original Beanie Baby.
Call me Ty because I just made a Beanie Baby. Is it Ty or is it T-Y?
I think it's T-Y.
Oh. Okay. Anyway,
I love that though.
She was particularly concerned to see that girls had spun the whole of their allotted portion of flax or wool during the year.
Okay.
She would also slit people's bellies open and stuff them with straw if they ate something on the night of her feast day, other than the traditional meal of fish and gruel.
Ew, what's gruel?
Isn't it like... unflavored, unsweetened oatmeal or something. It's gross. That's all I know.
Yeah. You gotta have sugar in your oatmeal.
Yeah. Or like apples.
I mean, it's 2022. We put sugar in everything.
Truly.
It's unavoidable.
I drink sugar water like a hummingbird.
Aww. I always think gosh, every time I see those hummingbirds stick their noses in those things, I'm always worried they're gonna, like, I don't know, get pushed by the wind and their nose is just gonna, like, snap in there.
Oh no.
Do you ever think about that?
No, but now I'm gonna. Although I just heard from either my sister or my brother, I think it was my sister. I get them mixed up. Anyway, a bird, if it, like, flies into something, their beak can, like, poke through and pierce their brain.
I believe that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It must be hard out there for a bird.
Golly. Yeah, they gotta fly all the time.
Yeah.
Like, they're always traveling.
Really?
They just can't be, like, chill.
They're just hanging out in parking lots, eating french fries.
Aww.
And eating worms and flying away.
Wow.
Bird life. Hashtag bird life. Okay. Sorry. Perchta is known to have sinister Krampus-looking demon minions.
Oh.
Known as the Perchtans.
Is that those creepy little things?
Yeah.
Because those did not look like Krampus.
They did not.
In the picture, they were like, I don't know if you're going to describe them here in a second, but in the picture, they looked like, have you seen Princess Mononoke?
Yeah.
They kind of looked like the forest spirits.
Yeah.
But, like, way creepier.
Yeah. Where'd that picture go? Oh, yeah. They're, like, little white ghosts looking. They look sad.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, I'll send you this picture. You could.
Yeah. You could post check it out on our Instagram.
Check this out. The Perchtans are known to be made into masks in parades. In the 16th century, the Perchtan took two forms. Some are beautiful and bright, known as the Shonen Perchtan, the beautiful Perchtan.
Okay, okay.
These come during the 12 nights and festivals to bring luck and wealth to people.
Aww.
The other form is known as the Satyach Perchtan, ugly Perchtan, who have fangs, tusks, and horse tails, which are used to drive out demons and ghosts.
I see. Okay, I get it. I get it.
Men dressed as the ugly Perchtan during the 16th century and went from house to house driving out bad spirits.
And probably sexually assaulting women.
Probably. You know how it be.
Unfortunately, I do.
Folklorist John B. Smith, which is the fakest sounding name I've ever heard.
John B. Smith.
Yeah. Writes that Perchtan's earliest incarnation, dating from the Middle Ages, was as the enforcer of communal taboos. This meant punishing those who dared weave on days deemed sacred. or this is my favorite part. Or those who refused to feast with the required enthusiasm. You gotta be into that fish and gruel.
Yeah, you eat that fucking gruel, bitch.
All right, gruel.
Oh my god. But it also could be inappropriate, like, over the top, too, oh, yeah. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So you could be like, nah, or you could be like, hell yeah, that's amazing! Either way, you're gonna get got.
You gotta find somewhere in the middle. You have to be like, I love this gruel.
An appropriate amount.
This part's fucked up.
Oh.
Smith notes that as more peasant women entered the workforce, Perchta's focus turned to tormenting the lazy.
Uh-huh.
Not very cool, Perchta.
I mean, she's got goals. She's got a deadline. I don't know what she's not receiving anything from, you know, people weaving on time.
Yeah.
But
she wants you to do it.
She wants you to hurry up and relax, okay?
Yeah.
Get your shit done.
Get it done before the days that are sacred.
Yes.
Perchta is a sinister figure, Smith writes, who punishes the slovenly, the idle, the greedy, the inquisitive.
Damn,
come on. Errant children got tossed into her sack and carted off with their legs dangling out as a warning to others.
Why do children always get thrown into sacks?
I don't know, they love sacks.
I mean, children just aren't meant to be carried around in sacks.
It's true.
That sounds awful.
It's not fun for
them. What an ineffectual way to carry children.
Really. I'm calling Perchta's manager. In one story, a young farmhand who incurs her ire by spying on her goes blind. Although his sight is ultimately restored, the message is clear. Do not mess with Perchta.
Damn.
My source was something called the Villains Wiki.
Ew.
Which I had never heard of before. But it was, they had all the information I needed.
There you go.
So here's some pictures. So like there's the beautiful, that's the beautiful woman.
Yikes.
And then on the back is the ugly.
I mean.
The ugly creepy lady.
They're both pretty horrifying.
Yeah. I'm not a fan of either of them.
Yeah.
Here she is. Just hanging out.
Ew.
Being beautiful.
Gross. It's unsettling. Yeah.
This is, I was very interested.
Yeah.
To read about this.
Yeah. Wow. So, like, if you follow all of her extremely bizarre and strict...
specific rules.
Very specific rules, you might get a coin.
You might get a coin. Got that to look forward to.
Yippee.
Got my coin.
What a great holiday. Oh my gosh. Can you imagine, like, telling your children this, right? Uh-huh. And then, like, they get a coin and they're all spoiled and they're like... I just got a coin. And you're like, you should be so lucky.
Could have been gutted. You know what happened to your older sister who's no longer with us?
Oh my God. That's horrible. Oh, that's, gosh, the terrible. Shit. The shit they tell children.
I know. Why do we hate our children so much?
Are they misbehaving that much? You have to tell them about terrify being them. Gutted and stuffed. I guess. I mean, I'll let you know whenever my child is annoying, like old enough to be annoying. Right now, she's just a perfect little baby.
Aww.
But I guess once she turns 5, I'll be like, yeah.
You want to get gutted or you want a coin?
You want to get got? You want to be whipped to death by Krampus? Better fucking behave.
Aww. She'd be so scared.
Yeah, I don't think I could actually do that. It's kind of like a Elf on a Shelf. Is that like a relatively new thing? Because yeah. We didn't have that growing up.
Mm-mm.
But like people are like into it
people
now.
People are way into it. But like the message is kind of creepy.
The message is super creepy.
So this little man spying on you.
Yeah.
Don't like it.
I don't like
it. I have one.
I have one, but it was sent to me in a box from like the Office themed box.
Uh-huh.
And it's an elf on a shelf that looks like Dwight dressed up in an elf costume.
That's cute.
So he is decorative.
Oh.
He does not spy for Santa.
We had one when my brother was little that like we didn't really tell him like it was spying on him, but it was just fun to move it around.
Yeah.
I didn't like make a mess of my house or anything like these crazy moms are doing.
Yeah.
I just like hang him from the chandelier, like put him in a box,
mm-hmm.
hanging out, looking at you.
Yeah.
It was fun. I missed that.
I like the like simple ones that are like cute costumes,
yeah.
Or like the like cute ones, but some of them do get fucking weird.
So weird.
I saw this one where they had like a Stay Puffed Marshmallow Man stuffed uh-huh. animal on top of a cheese grater and then mini marshmallows underneath.
Oh my God.
And then Elf on a Shelf like fucking grating him.
So weird.
And I'm like, what? Why?
I've seen people like destroy their kitchens and put him in the middle like, wasn't me. But like, you have to clean that. And you can't touch him for like 24 hours until he moves. It's like the yeah. myth in there. So yeah. Your kitchen's just like that now. Congrats, ugh. Karen. Did you make the holiday special?
Was that a really good photo that you put on your fucking Instagram?
Did you get the likes you wanted?
The 13 likes, huh? Worth it.
Worth it.
All right. Well, email us if you do Elf on a Shelf.
Send us your pics.
We definitely won't make fun of you. All right. Follow us on social media. We're Unholy Gossip Girls on Facebook and Instagram, at Girls Unholy on Twitter. Email us your Elf on a Shelf photos at unholygossipgirls@gmail.com. Check out our merch. Leave us a review. Just have a happy, happy holidays.
Yeah.
If you are, whatever you are choosing to do right now,
mm-hmm.
be in it and enjoy it.
Do it well.
Yeah. If you got time off work, enjoy it. If you got to work, try to enjoy it. If you're with family, enjoy it. If you're choosing to not be with family, good enjoy for that. You. Yeah. And just, I don't know, you know, you only get so many in your life. It's weird being a mom now. I know I'm like barely freshly a mom, but I'm like, I only have like so many holidays, so many years of holidays with her before she's gone.
Yeah.
Right. Like I only have like 17 till she's like
going off.
Yeah.
I want to be at my boyfriend's house for Christmas.
Yeah.
Or girlfriend.
Yeah. I'm going to be in college. I can't come back. Yeah. I don't feel like it.
Oh.
Even less for Halloween's.
Oh, yeah. She's going to be out at parties.
Yeah.
That's so sad.
It's sad to think about. I'm like, gosh, I just wish I could like pause time.
Yeah. Just have baby time for like forever. 7 years.
Yeah. My coworker told me last night that she's pregnant. Yeah, I'm so excited.
Baby friends.
Yes. Oh, gosh. I'm just so excited for other people to be pregnant, not me. So they can suffer and I'll be like, right?
I remember that.
It's weird. Once you go through it, you're like bursting with like information that you like want, like advice that you want to tell people so badly.
Yeah.
And it's so unsolicited. So whenever I was pregnant, I got it from everywhere and I was like, God, shut the fuck up. But like as soon as I went through it, I was just like brimming.
Yeah.
And I want to just spew out so badly. But I know whenever I was going through it that I just could not fucking care less what people told me.
Yeah.
So I'm trying not to be that annoying person. But
I'm sure someone appreciates it.
Maybe one day they'll ask. Yeah. And then I will be like, well,
why don't you sit down?
How much time do you have? I can tell you so much. Anyway, happy holidays, you guys. We really love and appreciate you if you're listening. Even future Casey, I really appreciate you too. You work really hard.
Congrats. You did so well.
I would appreciate you too on air, Faye, but you don't listen. So
that's true.
Future Faye, don't tell her.
I love it.
Oh my God. All right. Well, I guess we'll see you guys. What's next? No, for a very fun New Year's episode.
Oh, yeah.
New Year's Eve episode next week.
Yes.
So see you then.
Goodbye.
Bye.